Now we're holding Lamed Hey Amud Bey's four lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah about Rabbi Akiva had said that if a Nazir soaks bread in wine and then he eats it, then even if there's not a kezias of wine in what he's eating, you only have a kezias by combining together the bread and the wine, still he's going to be chayev for it. So now the Gemara discusses, now the Gemara is going to discuss that point. Amar Rabba Bohu, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah, when it comes to all Yisurin in the Torah, Ein Heter Mitzadah for Isur, a Heter does not combine together with Isur. So for example, let's say a person were to eat a half kezias of chaylev and a half a kezias of meat, then he wouldn't be chayev malchus or kares or what have you for it, because he didn't eat a full kezias of the isur. Chutzmi, yisurei nazir, with the exception of the yisurim of the nazir, as Rabbi Akiva had mentioned in the Mishnah, and the halacha is like him, sharei omer Torah mishras, because the Torah says by a nazir that he's not allowed to drink, that he's not allowed to eat mishras. The word mishras means something that's soaked. So in other words, that he's not allowed to eat, for example, bread that was soaked in wine. Now obviously, if he had a kezias of wine, it's going to be also anyhow, so therefore the point of the word mishras has to be that the bread combines together and makes up part of the kezias, even though you don't have a full kezias of wine. Okay, that's Rabbi Yechanan says that. Ze'iri Yomar, Ze'iri says that's true, but there's another one as well. Af Sa'ur Bebal Taktiru, also the fact that the Torah tells us that you're not allowed to burn Sa'ur, you're not allowed to burn sourdough, chometz, on the Mizbeach. We say it every day in davening. Kicho Sa'ur, behold Vash, le Sektiru Mimenu Ishala Hashem. So Ze'iri says that they are also, when it comes to that, that you would also have that a combination of some Sa'ur together with something else, where it makes up a total of a kezias, would be then he'd also be chayav malchus for it. Tosfos learns that we're talking about over here where they're mixed together. So a person were to mix together a half kezias of sa'ur and a half kezias of non-sa'ur, of a regular mincha, which is not chometz, then and offer them on the mizbeach, then he'd be chayav malchus. If they were separate, though, Tosfos says then he wouldn't be chayav. The Rosh over here learns differently, and Rashi says the same thing in the sugya is also in the Gemara. Psachim, and Rashi over there and the Rosh over here learn that no, even if they're separate, he'd still be chayev. So the Gemara says, Keman, well, who is the Iri saying like? Rabbi Elazar. Apparently he's saying like Rabbi Elazar, the Dorish Kol, that he darshens the word Kol. We say, Ki Kol Sa'ur V'Chol Dvash, Lo Yisakchin Mimenu Isha L'Hashem. So therefore the Kol would tell us that in fact that Heter Mitzdarif L'Isder over there also. So Tosfos discusses that a couple of different possible ways of understanding how exactly we do that. Are we learning from the word kol? Are we learning maybe from the word ki kol? And so forth. Anyway, the point is, so apparently we're learning from that, because it says kol sa'ur v'chol dvash ihochi. Well, the question is, in that case, l'inyan chometz nami. Then in that case, shouldn't Ze'iri mention the same concept would apply by chometz as well? The pasuk also says kol machmatzes lo sechelu. So if he's darshining from the word kol, then we should say that. Then we should say by chometz as well. And in fact, in the sugya in Pesachim, Tzlach explains that you would think that Ze'iri should actually be preferring to say that we learn from chometz, because it's something more common. It's something that applies even nowadays. From chometz, we learn the definition of what sa'ur is relative to menachos. So why wouldn't he say that? So the Gemara says, Eino Chanami, as a matter of fact, Ze'iri would hold that Chometz for Pesach is another example of Heter Mitzadah for Isur. So why does he say, Af Sa'ur B'Val Taktiru? Why does he not say, Af Chometz B'Val Yoichol is He wants to tell us not like Abaya. De'omer yeshak Torah b'pachas mikazayis. Abaya says that there can even be, it's considered burning on the mizbeach, even if you burnt less than a kazayis. Now, when it comes to eating, of course, there the shear is always going to be a kazayis unless otherwise specified. But when it comes to burning on the mizbeach, it doesn't say what the shear is. So Ze'iri is assuming that the shear is a kazayis, like most other isturim in the Torah. Abaya is saying not necessarily. It could be even a person would be chayev for less. Well, then the point is, the Iri wants us to know, when he says, Af Sa'ur B'Val Taktiru, he's saying, don't think like Abaya. According to Abaya, it would come out that you don't need Heter Mitzdarif L'Isur. No matter any amount of Sa'ur that you're burning on the Mizbeach, automatically you're chayev anyway. So therefore, Ze'iri is telling us, no, you need a Kezias there, just like you need by most other Isurim in the Torah. However, you should know that Kezias does not have to be made up only of Se'ir, it can be made up partially of something else as well. So that's why he says that. But in fact, Ze'iri would agree that the same concept applies by Chomus for Pesach as well. So Kamash Malon, Einak Torah, Befochus Mekazayas. So Ze'iri wants you to know that there's no such thing as burning on a Mizbeach less than a Kezias that would be considered burning and that would be Chayev. So therefore, the only way to get to the Kezias, if you don't have a complete Kezias of Sur, would be to combine it together with something else. So the Gemara says, Yosef Reb Dimi v'ka'omel ala hashmaita. Reb Dimi was sitting and saying over the statement of Reb Yochanan, specifically that Reb Yochanan had said that only when it comes to Nazir do we say hetem et staraf le'isir. He doesn't even necessarily agree with Ze'iri that concept would apply by burning Se'ur on the Mizbeach or by eating chometz on Pesach, because he doesn't necessarily darshan from the word kol. So the Gemara says, Eisva Abaya. So Abaya asked Reb Dimi, then in that case I have a contradiction. We learn in a Mishnah in Masechta Tevul Yoim. Now, Masechta Tevul Yoim, the concept of a Tevul Yoim, we know, once a person has dipped in the mikveh for most kinds of Tumah, all kinds of Araisa, most kinds of Rabbanon, anyway, then they're not as Tumah as they were before, but they still have a certain degree of Tumah left. And that Tumah is called the Tumah of a Tevul Yoim. They have to wait until they have a head of Shemesh, until it's nightfall, and then they become completely Tahor. Meanwhile, what happens is, a Tevul Yoim touches, if they touch Cholim, nothing happens, but if they touch Truma, or they touch Kodshim, then they're going to make it Posel. Posel, when it comes to Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, means that it's the lowest degree by that thing that will be Tomei. It itself is Tomei, and you can't eat it, but it's not going to make something else Tomei. In the case of Cholim, you only go as far as Sheni, a Tevul Yoim touches it, nothing happens. A Tevul Yoim, in effect, is considered a Sheni. So Sheni, touching food, is not going to make it by Cholim. There was no such thing as Shlishi, therefore nothing happens to the Cholim. But if he touches Truma, he makes it a Shlishi. And if he touches Kodshim, even though he himself, in effect, is considered a sheni, but when he touches kodshim, he makes them a revi, which is the lowest degree that you have by kodshim. Anyway, so the Masechta Tevul Yoim talks about those dinim. And so the Mishnah mentions hamikvah. If you have a porridge, which is like a thick beaten kind of dish, like for example, Tosfos describes a cane dicer, it would be similar to like hot cereal or something. Anyway, so you have that a very thick kind of porridge or something, or like a very thick soup or something. Shal Truma. So suppose that the actual material, whether it's grain or whether it's peas or whatever that it was made out of, is made of truma. Vashum vashemen shal cholin, and then you put into it garlic and oil of cholin. So now Tosfos learns that we're talking about that the shum and the shemen are thoroughly mixed in. So they're not the aim. You can't. There's no place where you can point to and say there's oil. There's garlic. But otherwise, because therefore they're bottle. Therefore, we can talk about them being bottle. If they were be'ain, if it was still visible in the thing that there are certain places where there are streaks of oil or there are pieces of garlic, then we wouldn't say that they're bottle. That's how Tosfos learns. On the other hand, there are other Rishonim who learn that they're not so thoroughly mixed in. Actually, Tosfos themselves brings two opinions. They bring the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam that they are visible. They're scattered all over the top of it. And then you have Rashi in the Gemara and Pesachim and the Sugya and Pesachim and the Rosh over here talks about, and Tosfos also talks about another possibility that maybe we're talking about it's thoroughly mixed in. So now the Nogat Tevul Yoim, so now if a Tevul Yoim touches part of the dish, powder mixture, pasalas, colon, then he passels all of it. Because we would say the mikvah is the main thing, the oil and the garlic that's mixed into it, again, whether we say they're mixed in, whether we say they're scattered on the surface, whatever it is, they're bottled to it. So therefore, we're not going to say, even if he happened to touch an area that has oil, or an area that has garlic, we wouldn't say he touched the chulin part, and therefore nothing happens. No, we're going to say, we're going to have to assume that he touched the truma part, and therefore it's going to be possible. On the other hand, the Mishnah continues, mikvah shel chulin, but if it was the other way around, the main substance of the dish, the main beaten stuff that made up the body of it, the flour or the split peas or whatever that you used to make it. So if that's cholin, vashum vashem and shel truma, and then the garlic and the oil are truma. And now the nagav tefor yom miktsas, and now if tefor yom touches part of it, like pasel ala mokam magoy, then he's passeling only the area where he touches. The rest of it, the rest of it will be fine. So now, Abaya continues. Now we know that Rabbi Baba Chana told us in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Matam. Why indeed is that so? Why should the area that he touched be a problem in the first place? Shouldn't we assume that the area that he touched was most likely chulin, because the main body of this mikvah is chulin? And the reason is hayov zur loika ala b'kazayis, because if a zur were to eat a kazayis of this mikvah, then he'd be chayav malchus for eating a kazayis truma. Now, why is that? Because the truma is not going to be botel beroiv, because of min b'shein and minoy. So in other words, the question was, when we asked the question on the Mishnah, why is the place where he touched Pasul, they assumed that we were going to have Bitul Beroiv over here. Midaraisa, things can be Bitul Beroiv, only Dirabanan do you need 60 or sometimes even more than 60. So they assumed that the whole concept of that is only Dirabanan, Minatora would be Bitul Beroiv. So therefore, we should consider that the whole thing is Chulin, because the Truma, the garlic and the oil of the Truma should be Bitul Beroiv. And instead, Rabbi Yochanan is saying that no, we would say that actually the concept that truma, that we would say over here, that it's not bottle beroiv, because the truma is not going to be bottle in it beroiv. So since, in other words, we consider it truma to the extent that if a zor eats a kazayis of it, he's going to be chayav malkus, and if he eats it b'shogeg, he's going to have to pay back the koyin. Then by the same thing, when it comes to a tevul yom touching it, we're also going to consider that he's able to make it possible. Now Abaya says, now my time, eh? Now why would Rabbi Yochanan say, if Hazor eats enough of the mikpah that he ends up eating a kazayis of the oil and the garlic, then fine, I can understand, because he's eating a kazayis, and we'll assume it's b'chdei achilas pras. We'll assume that there's enough oil and garlic in it to be a kazayis b'chdei achilas pras. But if you're telling me, Rabbi Yochanan is telling us that if you eat a kazayis of this mikpah, already a Hazor is chayav malchus for it, why would he be? Most of the kazayis he ate was cholin. Only a little bit of it was the oil or the garlic of truma. So my time, why would Rabbi Yochanan say that just eating a kazayis of it already is chayav malchus? Lav mishum de hetter mitzadaf leiser. Wouldn't it be because hetter mitzadaf leiser? And the point is that then Rabbi Yochanan is contradicting himself, because before he said that hetter mitzadaf leiser applies only by nazir, and now based on his explanation of this mishnah, it seems that it applies by truma as well. Amalei, so Rab Dimi answers Abaya, loy, no, that's not what Rab Yechanan meant. My kazayis, when he said if a person eats a kazayis of it, he means de'ik a kazayis b'chadei achilas pras. He means, in fact, that you ate, that there was enough of the oil and the garlic of truma in the mixture that now when you ate there was enough of it in it where you would have a kazayis in achilas pras. Now there's different opinions in the Mishnah in Eruvin about the amount of a pras. The different opinions are 3 or 4 eggs, and that the result of that is it comes to a machloikus all the way down to nowadays, which is found in Shulchan Aruch. Meanwhile, a kazayis is officially assumed to be a half of an egg. So therefore, so it comes out that Kazayas, Bechteachilas Pras, would be either 1/6 or 1/8 for many purposes in halacha. For example, for chametz for Pesach, we have to take the stricter standard, so we assume 1/8. Take for example, you have a practical halacha nowadays. You may have a person may be in a condition where he needs to eat something chametz on Pesach. Where for example, there's some kind of medicine that he needs, which is available only in chametz form. So then, what should he do in order to mitigate the iser? Is he should mix it with other food such that it's less than 1/8 of the mixture, and then that way it's less than kizayis bechteches pras. At least that way he's not eating. At least that way he's not going to be over on a daraisa level. As the Gemara is going to go on to say that the concept of kizayis bechteches pras is daraisa. Well then, in that case, so that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant when he said that that if a person eats a kazayis of it, he's going to be chayav malchus. He meant a kazayis, but he didn't mean a kazayis of the entire mixture. He meant a kazayis b'chdeachilas pras. So that answers your question then. So it's not hechem, it's tarif leisur. So Abaya asked, v'achilas pras daraisa. So you're telling me the fact that a person would eat a kazayis b'chdeachilas pras is daraisa? Which Tosfos brings from Gemara in Chrysos, that yes, things are mitzaref echdechelis pras, that would mean, for example, when you have, let's say, something be'ein, and a person eats a little bit of it, and then he eats a little more of it, and eventually he finishes off echdechelis pras, then fine, we can say that counts. Here we're talking about it's in a mixture. Should we say that it's in a mixture, it still counts when echdechelis pras on a daraisa level, and we don't say that, and then we don't say that it should be bottle. Would we in fact say that? In fact, Tosfos points out a point. The next point the Gemara is going to deal with after we finish with this matter of hechem etzadaf leisur. The next thing the Gemara is going to discuss is the matter of tam ki'ikr, that the taste of something midaraisa is considered like the actual substance of the thing, a lot of the dinim of taruvus, a lot of the dinim of kashrus depend on that point. That when you have a mixture of something, where even if you don't have the mamoshus of the isur anymore, but you have the flavor of it, then it's enough to make things osur. So don't you have that over here? You have the flavor of over here anyway. And so Tosfos answers, let's say, so Abaya at this point thinks that that would only apply only if he ate a kazayis of the flavor at one time. Now he's assuming even the ikar itself, even the actual substance itself, why would he be also if it's mixed with something else, and even if it's kedechilas pras? So that's Abaya is asking Rav Dimi that. Omalei ein, and Rav Dimi says, yes, as a matter of fact, that's how it is. Well, Abaya asks, Ihochi, if so, am I pleading Rabbanan Alei, Rabbi Elazar, the Kurta Chabadli? Then you have to ask, why are the other Chachamim disagreeing with Rabbi Elazar as far as Kurta Chabadli? Kurta Chabadli is a dip that they had in the times of the Gemara. It's mentioned here and there in Shas, particularly in Psachim. It was made out of sour milk, breadcrumbs, which often went moldy in there, and salt. And the Gemara in Psachim there says it's very bad for your health. But anyway, it used to be a very popular dip in Bavel. So now, Rav Elazar holds that if a person eats that on Pesach, he's actually going to be chayiv malchus. The Chachamim hold that he's not going to be chayiv malchus because you don't have enough of the breadcrumbs in there to make it. Kizayis b'chdeachilas pras. Now the fact is, on the face of it, there is enough breadcrumbs in there for there to be kizayis b'chdeachilas pras. So if you're going to tell me that concept is daraisa, then why indeed would the Chachamim say that a person's not chayiv malchus for it? Omalei, sort of Dimi answers, Hanach l'kurta chabavli, set aside kurta chabavli. By the way, the Gemara mentions in Shabbos that the people in Eretz Yisrael were not very fond of kurta chabavli either. It mentions over there that one of the Chachamim, when he would even think of the stuff, it would make him throw up. So Rav Dimi himself was from Eretz Yisrael. He used to travel regularly between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. So he may be saying leave aside Kurta Chabavli anyway, as in leave it aside and don't even eat it. But no, we mean over here in terms of the Gemara, he means leave it aside. You can't bring a proof from it. Because Deleka Kazayis Bechdeachilas Pras. The fact is, eating Kurta Chabavli, you're not going to get Kazayis Bechdeachilas Pras. Because consider, what are the possibilities? If he's going to just swallow it down whole, he's just going to take a container of kurta chabavli and start swallowing it whole. It's a kolodem. Then his das is bottled to most people. That's not the normal way that people eat kurta chabavli because it's sharp. So therefore, that wouldn't be considered derech achila, that a person should be chayev malchus for it. Actually, Tosfos says that maybe not. Rashi learns that if he were to do that, he would be potter. Tosfos actually says that no. If he were to do that, fine, he would be chayev, but we're not going to say the Chachamim are talking about such an unusual case where a person drinks down a whole kazayis of kutach habavli, a whole kadechilas pras, a whole achilas pras, rather, 6 or 8 eggs volume of kutach habavli, and then there would be a kazayis of breadcrumbs, and it's unusual to do that. So the Chachamim, we can say, are not addressing that kind of case. Anyway, so that's one possibility. Imishter kashoter, and if he dips his food in it and eats it like normal people do, well, then lemeshkachas kazayis bechilechas pras. Then you're not going to get to a kazayis bechilechas pras. The fact is, then you're eating it slowly, and you're not going to get to a kazayis bechilechas pras in the first place. So that would be why the Chachamim are disagreeing with Rav Elazar. They agree that the Kizayis Bechelchas Pras is Daraisa. But they're saying, practically speaking, by Kutach HaMavli, it's almost impossible that that's going to happen. Again, according to Rashi, if it does happen, he would be Chai. If it would happen, Rashi learns in Psachim that he would in fact be Potter. Tosfos disagrees and said he would be Chai, but fine, the Chachamim aren't dealing with such an unusual case. So therefore, so you could well say that Kazayis Bechdechas Pras is Daraisa. And that explains what Rabbi Yochanan said before about the mikbah, that if he eats a kazayis, if the mikbah was mainly made out of cholin, but you had oil and garlic in it made of truma, that come from truma, and you're going to tell me that if a person eats a kazayis of these chayiv, we mean Kazayis Bechdechas Pras, because in fact that shear is in fact Daraisa. Okay. The Gemara continues, Esve, Sabai says, I have another contradiction to you, Rav Dimi, about what Rav Yechanan says. Abraisa says, Shtei meduchos, if you have two mortars, which are containers that you would grind spices in, Achas shel truma v'achas shel cholin, one has spices of truma, one has spices of cholin, well, the front of Shtei kederes, Achas shel truma v'achas shel cholin, in front of them are two pots, one of truma and one of cholin, and then the contents of the mortars with the spices were spilled or poured into the pots, and you don't know which one is which. You don't know where the truma spices poured into the cholin pot, and now you have a problem unless you have enough cholin to be mevatel the truma, and then the cholin spices were mixed into the truma pot, and therefore the result is at least one of them is going to be also to zorim, and maybe even both. Or are you going to say the cholin one fell into the cholin pot, and therefore, fine, anybody can eat that, and the truma one fell into the truma pot. So the braisa says, shtein mutares, both of them remain mutar, shani omer, because we can attribute, and we can say, cholin l'sech cholin nafla, truma l'sech truma nafla, because we can say that the cholin fell into the cholin, and the truma fell into the truma, and therefore the cholin pot is safe. Now, Abaye says, "V'isakodaytach kazayis bechdechelas pras daraisa." If you're going to tell me that the concept of kazayis bechdechelas pras is an istu daraisa, amaya min and shani omer, then how could you be makel like that and say shani omer? What about you're talking about an istu? You're talking about an istu daraisa. In fact, Tosfos over here and Rashi and Psachim both mention that in fact it's not just any istu daraisa; it's an actual istu misa. So there's all the more reason to be machmer on it. So if we assume that the spices make up enough of the content of the pot to be kazayis bechdechelas pras, then how can you be makel on that? So shouldn't we have to say that kazayis bechdechelas pras is not daraisa? Once it's mixed in, we would say daraisa it's bottle. Only when we're talking about eating something be'ein, like for example a piece of chaylev or whatever be'ein, as it is without not mixed with anything else. Then we'd say that if you eat it, that if a person eats it b'chdechelas pras, he's chayev, and otherwise not. We'd say that there it's daraisa, but not when it comes to mixtures. But because otherwise, how can we make on this mixture when there's a potential issu daraisa involved over here? So the Gemara continues. Rav Dimi answers Elamai. So what are you going to tell me that kedechelas pras is not kazayis bechdechelas pras is not minatora, and you're going to go back to therefore you're going to try to explain that the case before about the mikvah is because of hetem mitzadaf leisur, and you're going to argue that hetem mitzadaf leisur applies in other areas of Torah besides for a nazir that Rabbi Yechanan said. No, you could also ask Amai Amin and Shani Omer. No, you'd have the same question that after all. If hetem mitzadaf leisur, you'd have the same problem. If you eat some of this pot and there might be truma mixed in it, then you'd have that once you eat a kazayis of the contents of the pot, then already you'd be chayav for eating truma. because part of that kazayis is made up of Isser, and you're trying to argue that hetem etzadif the Isser applies by truma as well. Ella, so rather of Dimi answers, the reason why that's actually not a problem. In fact, Tosfos brings that not everybody has that girsa. They're the girsa that we have over here. Elamai hetem etzadif le iser. So if you're going to say that, then how would you say Shani Omer? And Tosfos says, okay, you could argue that maybe one's according to Abaya could answer back. One's according to Rabbi Elazar, the other's according to the Rabbanon. But we don't assume that we shouldn't assume that we have such a machloikus like that, that we have not only Rabbi Elazar Darshan's kol on the Chachamim don't, but also that we're going to say that concept applies across the board. Tosfos uses the expression that it should apply trei b'trei v'hadi adodi, when you have two things mixed into two things, one next to the other, and say that Hagos Ma'arav Ranchburg changes it to Braisa, that we shouldn't say that the Braisas are also arguing against each other if we don't need to. So Tosfos points out that actually the parallel sugya in Psachim doesn't even have that question about hetem etzadif le iser. So Abaya is just asking that if you're going to say kedayis b'cheles pras, then how do you say shani yomer? And so Reb Dimi, without even getting into what would you Abaya say if you said hetem etzadif le iser, Reb Dimi gets right to the answer. He says the answer is hanach le trumas tavlin, set aside the truma of spices. It's not something to ask from derabbanan he, because the whole concept of taking truma from spices is only derabbanan. Daraisa, you have a machloikus between Rashi and the Rambam that applies throughout Shas. Rashi and many other Rishonim hold that only grain, grapes, and olives are chayiv in truma daraisa. Everything else is derabbanan. The Rambam says that all tree fruits are chayiv daraisa. So spices come from various kinds of greens and herbs and grasses and whatnot, and low plants which are not fruit. They're not fruits, they're the leaves or the seeds or whatever of such plants. So therefore the truma of them is only dirabanan anyhow. So therefore you can be mako on that, and you can say the shani omer that we said before, that the heter fell into the heter and the iser fell into the iser. Okay, Abaya tries another one, Esve, Shtei Kupas. Here we have a case involving truma of grain, which grain is chayiv in truma daraisa, they're coming to everybody. So if you have Shtei Kupas, two baskets, Achastol truma, v'achastol cholin, one containing truma, the other containing grain of cholin. V'lifnein shtei sin. In front of them you have two saws, two larger containers containing a saw each. Achasro cholin v'achasro truma. Again, one containing cholin and one truma. V'naflu elu l'seichelu. And then the kupas fell into the sin. So we don't know whether the cholin fell into the truma and the truma into the cholin. And in that case, both of them would be osur, because now you have too much. The one that was truma, the basket that saw that was truma is going to be osur to zarim already, of course, anyhow. And the other one that was cholin is now going to be osur because too much cholin fell into it, too much truma fell into it, and you don't have enough in the saw to be mevatel it. So on the other hand, we can say shnei mutarim, both of them are mutar. The first one is mutter to koyanim, which it was before anyway. The second one is mutter to zarim. There's no real chiddush that the first one is mutter to koyanim. I mean, in the previous one also, when we said shtei and mutaris, what we mean is really that really it's supposed to be harei and mutarin. But anyway, the point is the one that was cholin is assumed to still be cholin, because again, shani omer cholin will say cholin nafla, truma will say truma nafla. Because again, we can assume that the cholin fell into the cholin and the truma fell into the truma. And by the way, Tosfos says that right now the Gemara is assuming that we're talking about Truma Daraisa. In that case, we're talking Min B'Mino, and on a Daraisa level, Min B'Mino is bottle Beroiv, not according to the Yehuda. We've learned about that before in the Darim, but according to the Chachamim, it is. But over here, in order, the Gemara is assuming that in order for it to be bottle, you would have number one that you have that you can be mevatel beroy, and number two that you have this possibility of shani omer that we're able to attribute and say that the cholin may have fallen into the cholin. Without that, we wouldn't necessarily say. So now, if he continues Abaye, v'isak daidach kazayis b'chdei achilas pras osir, if you're going to tell, or osir daraisa, if you're going to tell me that it's actually osir daraisa, amay amin and shani omer. Then again, well, you have to ask, why would we say shani omer? What if you have over here, you have a kazayis of truma, a possible kazayis of truma in k'dei achilas pras of chulin, because you don't have necessarily eight times as much chulin as truma over there. So, Abaye says v'shlema l'digi, so it works out well, according to me, that I say that the reason for the whole din that when you have something of partially truma, partially cholin, why it's also to zorim is on the grounds of hetem etzaref leiser. Because again, we said that so even for example with the mikbah, a person were to eat just the kazayis of it, or in this case, a person were to eat just the kazayis of it, we would say that some of the heter actually becomes iser. If you're going to say that, then fine. Mishum kagoyin fishi cholin. So fine, you could talk about very simple the cases over here that there's more cholin than there's more cholin than the potential truma that fell in. And when would we say heter mitzdaraf leiser? We would say that only if the heter is not the majority. But here, where it's the majority, then we would say that. So Tosfos points out that when it's different when it's nois and tam with kutach habavli, for example, the breadcrumbs give it a flavor. Here we're talking min b'minoy, so there's no flavor being given. When it's kutach habavli or when it's the spices we're talking about before, that's different. But here you're talking about things. There's no tam being given because they're both the same kind of grain. So therefore, it should be batel beroiv, and we shouldn't say hetem etzaref leiser. So according to me, then fine. You're talking about that there is in fact more heter than iser, and therefore that's why we can assume that's batel. Eladi doch, but you rav dimi de'amet mishum de'ika kazayis b'chdechelis pras. You're saying the problem is with all the cases we said so far is because there's kazayis b'chdechelis pras. So kinefishi chulin ma'yhabi. So how does it help if the chulin are larger or more than the Easter? You're still going to have, as long as it's not eight times as much, then you're still going to have kazayis b'chel ha'espras. Amalei, so the Dini answers him, hanach l'truma b'zman hazeh d'rabbanan. Set aside, don't ask from truma b'zman hazeh, because truma nowadays is only d'rabbanan. Now you have a machlokas about that in many places in Shas, the Rambam, in fact, paskins like that, that yes, truma nowadays, because the Beis Mikdash is destroyed, and most of the Jewish people don't live in Eretz Yisrael, then therefore therefore truma is only d'rabbanan. But had truma been daraisa, then you're right. We would then Rav Dimi says you're right. The din of that mishnah would not apply, and you would not be able to say shani oimer. So now the Gemara is going to continue. We'll continue with tomorrow's daf, and we'll talk about We'll bring in the concept of tam ke'ikr, and we'll discuss that, and we'll say why by a nozir we have to say that specifically hetem etzaref leiser. Why can't we say it's also on the grounds of tam ke'ikr? So we'll talk about that more in the next daf, Be'ez Hashem.